Radio MD. RadioMD.com. Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
So, the future of medicine is going to be a synergy of traditional Western medicine, holistic principles, and patient choices. And I always believe that the patient needs to have as much information as possible because they're the ones who's most concerned and has the most information about their own health. So physicians don't always know much about nutrition. And the eyeball is most unique because it's a biochemical workshop. It's a bag of water with two lenses, a cornea and a crystalline lens. And light goes through the tears, through the cornea, through the aqueous, through the lens, through the vitreous, the liquid vitreous that can become floaters, and impacts on the retina, the highest metabolism in your body. It is constantly turning over. Every time you see something, every photon of light that hits your retina breaks down the retina and has to rebuild. And we tend to take it for granted until it disappears or we have a problem. So the moral of the story is, how do we fulfill the biochemical needs of our eyes? Well, I created a product called Eye Complex CS. I've worked for three other vitamin companies formulating things for them. I also worked for the company that started the ARIDS formula, the age-related eye disease formula, but they were unwilling to change the 1990 formula that it was and bring it into the next century. And in that formula is high levels of copper, which double your risk of cognitive decline, high levels of zinc, which compete with all other two-valence minerals. So I decided, time to bite the bullet, do it myself. Put 23 essential nutrients in to support eyes and the health of our body. So I thought I would go down and list them to you and tell you a little bit what foods they're in. Because if you can get all the foods, you got it made in the shade. First is lutein, 10 milligrams, and zeaxanthin, half a microgram, or 500 micrograms. It is the pigments that protect the macula and the retina from UV and blue light. It blocks free radical and reduces glare. It's one of the five vitamins that will reduce night vision glare and headlight glare. You can get it from green leafy vegetables, but corn is yellow, and egg yolks are yellow, because they feed the chickens lutein. Glutathione is the number one antioxidant in the lens of the eye preventing cataracts. The sulfur in glutathione and NAC and acetylcysteine protect the lens from radiation and UV light. These are the kind of things that the astronauts used to take gobs of when they went up in the Mercury and Apollo missions. So the cysteine is a creator of a glutathione, as other called glutathione boosters are as well. Alpha-lipoic acid is in the combination, another glutathione booster. Glutathione is the only way to get Tylenol and other toxins out of your body. Next is CoQ10. CoQ10 is made in every cell of the body and is the major energy mediator. If you have a bad heart, it'll improve heart function about 30%. Great for gums, etc. It is ruined by statin drugs because it stops the production and you will lose energy in muscles and other places. So 10 milligrams of CoQ10. You can't get it in a food. You have to eat it. Glutathione, you don't get from a food. You have to eat the protein or amino acid basic contents. Vitamin A, 10,000 IU, vital for vision, especially night vision and tear function. Beta-carotene is another option. Vitamin C, the more you get, it's the feeder for other enzymes. It goes around because it's water-soluble, providing a free electron. So when cells break down their enzymes, it builds them back up by supplying an enzyme. Vitamin E, it supports cell membranes. Vitamin E is critical in supporting the fat attack on the cell membranes. So it is important, and its selenium is its co-vitamin, which is also in I-complex CS. Bilberry is known for peripheral retina and peripheral vision support. Bilberry is the red of red apples and red onions. If you eat a lot of them, like 25 onions, you'll get as much bilberry. It'll improve night vision. So bilberry, lutein, zinc, vitamin A will help reduce your glare. After taking the vitamin for maybe a week, you will notice your glare recovery will be down to 3 to 5 seconds after oncoming headlights. Taurine is an important amino acid in retinal function. It's the only free amino acid that doesn't travel in the bloodstream with a companion protein. It's important for retina, nervous system, heart, and muscles. B12 is one of the major methylators in the body. B4, B6, B12 will help reduce homocysteine, one of the inflammatory metrics that show that your body is having inflammation. B12 is also critical for optic nerve function. The optic nerve is the source of all the retinal fibers, conduit going to the brain. I mentioned zinc, but moderate amounts of zinc. Zinc is a metal coenzyme. Alpha lipoic is a glutathione booster. Ginkgo increases blood flow to the eye and brain. Studies show increases blood flow to the optic nerve and retina 23% in volunteers. It's a non-flowering plant, and it's unlikely you're going to be eating the flowers. Selenium is a coenzyme. Chromium is a coenzyme. Other things like grapeseed extract coming from flavonoids, green tea extract, catechins, magnesium, a vasodilator, 2B vitamins, riboflavin and pyridoxin, and citrus bioflavonoid complex. These are things that improve vitamin C cross-linking. So by having the vitamin C, by having some of these bioflavonoid complex quercetin, you cross-link your collagen and have stronger blood vessels. So it has 23 different ingredients, none of which have high levels, none of which compete with other vitamins that you might be taking separately. But with 23 ingredients, it also serves as a daily multivitamin. It's taken as one capsule 3 times a day. Generally, with any vitamin, you want to take it with a meal because many of the vitamins are fat soluble. Vitamins B and vitamin C are water soluble. Many of the minerals are water soluble, so you can take it any day. I had a patient who was taking 50,000 IU of vitamin D2, but was never getting the benefit because she wasn't taking it with a meal. So you take your vitamins with a meal. You can get this by calling 844-414-3937 or just look up online, iComplex CS, or go to my website, iAdvisory.com, iAdvisory.com. One of my goals is to make you a medical detective, to help you keep your vision, and maybe even to teach your physician and your family how to have a healthier pantry and to supplement if your diet really isn't excellent. So it's important to be aware of nutrients. It's important to read the label. And if you're taking an eye vitamin, you do not want to have copper or iron in that vitamin unless you're a young woman who is still having menstrual periods. So think carefully about your choices and your decisions, etc. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening. Nourish well, stay well, and I'm sure you're going to see well.